The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Well, hello once again, and welcome to the Retire Right Show. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Isaac Wright, Chartered Financial Consultant and the President of Financial Dynamics & Associates, serving you throughout the greater Richmond area. Great to have you along with us on the program today. Don't forget to check out Isaac's podcast and lots of great resources by going to rightmoneytips.com, including you can find a special election report there on the site. That's rightmoneytips with a W in front, rightmoneytips.com. And at any point in time in today's show, you can give us a call at 804-777-9999 if you have any questions for Isaac. Isaac has about 20 years of experience helping families plan for their retirement years, and that's why we turn to him for guidance and advice each week here on the show. He's the author of the book, Navigate Your Way to a Secure Retirement. And Isaac, it's great to have you on the show once again. Looking forward to a good one this week. We've got some fun things to talk about, some red flags in your financial planning, some of the alerts that should kind of go off in your mind when it comes to planning for retirement, all that and much more coming up straight ahead today. How are you?
I'm good, Walter. Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think we have a good little note section today, and this will be a timely conversation. So I hope everybody listening today enjoys it and gets a couple of good nuggets. If you have anything you want to talk to me about when it comes to your retirement or finances directly, please call me, 804-777-9999. But you know, Walter, we've had a lot more people raise their hand, per se, and to say, hey, let's have a talk because of all the craziness out there.
Well, I think we're going to discover some of those reasons on the show today because, you know, for the first time in a while, we have had so much volatility and things up and down and so much uncertainty in the world that financial planning was, I don't know, Isaac, if this is the right word, but it was kind of boring for a couple of years. It was at least straightforward. And it's been anything but that this year. So
yeah.
I think that's has raised a lot of these alerts and alarms in people's heads where they go, ooh, I was not prepared for maybe some of the challenges that have arisen this year. So some of the questions we explore on today's show, I think will resonate with a lot of folks. Before we get into all of that, Isaac, it's first time to see what's happening in the news. This was a recent headline that came across the dashboard. New data from the Federal Reserve came out showing that the top 1%, you know, we hear a lot about that top 1% of U.S. households now have more wealth than the bottom 50% combined. It's kind of a tough stat to read and to react to, and certainly given, you know, today's political climate, and certainly is a big disparity.
Well, and that's, you actually took the word out of my mouth. I was going to say there's no question factually that the disparity of wealth is continuing to increase, and really, there's a lot of reasons for this. I think possibly what we'll see, you know, from a tax code perspective, maybe even from a business standpoint perspective, with everything that's happened this year, really want to almost say this as a positive. We may see, and I would predict, and this is a prediction, that we may see some stimulus that comes through, hopefully support the reopening of businesses, getting income back into the hands of those that are lower and middle class. You know, upper class, granted, I think a majority of the wealth, if you look at what the market's been doing, has been very fortuitous for the most part, even though we went through a rough patch in March. But yeah, that's going to be an ongoing complication, if you will, of understanding how to maybe make things, I wouldn't say more fair. I mean, listen, life is not always fair, but trying to get things a little bit more in tune of where, you know, people can make a living, continue to grow, and really try to prosper in a fashion where they don't feel too beat down by the system. That is a test for anybody that's in the office. I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, Independent. But it is very much happening that the wealth disparity, the increase in wealth, is happening for the richer.
It's one of those things where we can probably all agree that we wish it wasn't that way, that stat wasn't in existence as it is, but we disagree on the ways to fix the problem. And
yeah,
so
that's a great way to put it.
That's why we vote for politicians and put them in place to try and solve these problems. And some of these will never be fixed, but we can make them a little bit. We can make them
that.
At least a little bit better, right?
Lord knows,
a little progress.
Just turn the news off. How's that? That's a great way to. That's a good quick fix.
That's right. Well, to a lighter note, how about a fact of the week to flip things over a little bit? This blew my mind when I found this, Isaac. On average, the popcorn that you buy in the movie theater, we've all known that popcorn's way overpriced in the theater, of course. But did you know that the markup on movie theater popcorn is sold at about a 1,275% markup?
Yeah, no wonder those movie theaters are trying to get at the reopening sooner than later category. It's interesting here locally, they just closed down a couple of cinemas because they can't get movies in. They can't get the right type of movies in. They can't get the movies that they want, in other words. Yeah, it's very interesting when you go to the movie. They know they got you captive, and the markup on popcorn of over 1,200%. It feels that way when you whip out the credit card or the debit card or to pay for that stuff now. So I don't know. Again, movie theaters and how they're going to reopen, that's going to be another fascinating item to kind of watch as we go into the following year. Again, hopefully between therapeutics and hopefully a vaccine, and just hopefully just the level of fear can go down in the environment we're living in now. It's very, very cumbersome, to say the least.
The concept, the business concept, is not something out of the ordinary, where you use one part of the business to make your money with a different part of the business. Like gas stations, I've always heard, they don't make a ton of money off the gas, but they make a good markup off of all the stuff inside that you want to come get while you're at the gas station. We've talked before about McDonald's and the brilliance behind McDonald's and how they've made so much money is because it's really a real estate company, is how they've made so much money, in addition to the franchises themselves. But the larger organization owning all that real estate across the country is how they grew. This reminds me of when I used to work at Best Buy. Peek behind the curtain here, straight out of college, during the middle of the 2008-2009 recession times, did a six-month stint at Best Buy and got to benefit, Isaac, even though my salary was almost non-existent, got to benefit from at least the employee discount. And let me tell you how cheap those HDMI cables really are for your TV. There's so much markup on those guys. So I loaded up. I was like, I can't afford to use the employee discount on the nice TV, at age 20, 21. But I was like, but I can get a bunch of HDMI cables and save these for later in life. So I loaded up on a couple of HDMI cables for like the total of $10 for a whole bunch of them. And I think I'm still using them, my stash of them today. So.
Yeah, no. And I think this kind of parlays into some of the things we're going to talk about here for individuals. So if we talk about these businesses and having multiple funnels of income or multiple funnels of being able to generate revenue, again, from an individual perspective, for a lot of the families and people we serve, they're kind of in the same boat when it comes to their retirement, their Social Security, pensions, investments. How many funnels can they generate to be able to create the lifestyle that they want? So, all good stuff. Again, if anybody has any concerns about their investments, their retirement, and want to, let's say, have a second look at their financial plan, feel free. If you need a first look at your financial plan, give me a call, 804-777-9999.
It's an easy thing to do to get in touch with Isaac. Again, call 777-9999. Well, let's go there, Isaac. We've come up with a couple of questions that you can ask yourself today as you're listening to the show. And do these things raise maybe some red flags about your finances? Depending on your answer to these questions, they could. And we're going to explore that a little bit on the show. First question to ask yourself. So everybody play along at home or as you're riding in the car today. Can you name all of the investments in your portfolio off the top of your head?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does somebody's answer? It's not a right or wrong answer here, right, Isaac? But what does somebody's answer, the varying answers that you could get to that question, tell you about somebody's portfolio?
In a way, it can be this first one is a trick question, because if you truly do know all of your investments inside of your portfolio, I would probably argue you're not very well diversified. So, you know, you may only have, if you have 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 investments. I mean, it's hard to remember all the things more than that. But a lot of times, what people start thinking about is, do they need, and I think this is a good way to put it, do you need financial advice? Do you need a financial advisor as a relationship as you enter in retirement or thinking about transitioning in that later half of life? And so what I want people to realize is this, is if you're in a position where you are constantly looking at, or if you know your portfolio to the degree you know all your positions, that may be a situation that you should be concerned with, because even if you do, you A, may not be diversified. You may be very highly concentrated into a few investments, let's call it. And number two is this, is if you're that intense with the looking over of your portfolio, my other question is, what happens if something happens to you? So, for example, if you're married and you're the one that's making all those decisions and you're that focused and you have that much in front of you in terms of your known investments, if you pull you away from the equation, is somebody going to be able to understand what's going on and most likely have to be there for a loved one, a close family member or a spouse or a child? And that's where people start thinking, hey, listen, it may be good to have somebody that knows my situation, can help me monitor it, can help me maybe with different advice, let's say metrics of increasing my probability of success when it comes to A, leaving money to my loved ones without Uncle Sam being the biggest beneficiary, or maybe tweaking out a little bit extra income for lifestyle planning. But again, that's another thing that as we go through this list, just keep in mind that that to me, if you're a do-it-yourself or if you know all your investments to a great degree, maybe this is another way to look at it and say, hey, maybe it is time for me to look at some opportunities to work with somebody that can have my back.
Yeah, I could see it being kind of a twofold question where it's kind of a good thing that you know some of the investments in your portfolio. Like, that shows that you're paying attention. And, you know, it would almost be just as bad to say, I don't know any of them, right? Like, then maybe there's a lack of education there. So probably a marriage of somewhere in the middle of those two. Yeah. Knowing what's going on. But if you know every detail, then you might not be diversified enough. Definitely some clues, obviously, going to vary from situation to situation. If that triggers any thoughts in your mind of, yeah, maybe I do only have 3 investments in my portfolio and I'm banking my retirement on all those things, I need to know how to diversify. Or if you've got other financial and retirement questions, you can always reach Isaac locally here by calling 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. Another question we can ask ourselves, Isaac: how often should we meet with our financial advisor? So let's say we've got a financial advisor. How often are we meeting? Is there a right answer to that question?
Well, yeah, in a way, with people leading in, if somebody doesn't have an advisor or they consider themselves to, quote unquote, have somebody that they can talk to about their money, normally it's very, of course, this is across the board, but I think the agenda each and every year can shift. There may be a situation where you're going through several transitions that you need to proactively set up 3 or 4 meetings with an advisor, and maybe a following year where you just have that annual visit. Sometimes people ascribe their advisor to be the person that comes to talk to them about their 401k or their 403b at the work once a year at an extremely high level without any type of advice towards their personal situation. And I want to caution you, if that's who you are, that's really not a financial advisor. That's somebody that has been contracted out from your employer to come in, again, to offer, you know, maybe a sit down, general overview, maybe a general risk assessment, but they don't tie in all of the other parts of your financial plan. And that's where we find with people accumulating wealth, especially if you're listening here and you've accumulated money in a 401k or a retirement plan that you've been working at, or multiple retirement plans if you've skipped jobs for 20, 30 years, but you've accumulated overall a nice nest egg, don't consider somebody coming in as a generalist, as your quote-unquote relationship expert for your finances. That's where we differ. So that's why people reach out to us, is saying, listen, I'd actually have to have more of a personal and more of a comprehensive discussion about not just my investment balance, but how is that going to really let me live the lifestyle that I need or want? How much income can I generate from that from that investment portfolio, and maybe tie in other income streams that you may or may not be, let's say, readily knowing how you're going to take? So a lot of moving parts. And that's where I think the difference is, where we come in as retirement professionals and financial advisors here at Financial Dynamics, is something that takes it up to a level that people are, oh, okay, now I can get where the relationship and the value proposition comes in. So if you have any questions about what I'm saying today, feel free, again, call me. I can talk to you. I won't put you on air. This will just be a nice private talk one-on-one. Leave me a message if you get my voicemail, 804-777-9999.
Oh, I thought we were going to be able to, you know, divulge into somebody's personal finances here on the radio. That'd be kind of exciting to do, Isaac.
No. Start going down the rabbit hole, per se, yes.
Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. Exactly. I think it's important to know that confidential private conversation with Isaac about your finances, always held certainly in high regard and protected and valued in that way. Give a call if you want to have a conversation about your situation. Get some customized, comprehensive guidance when it comes to your financial and retirement plan. He's been helping hundreds, or can I say thousands of families at this point, Isaac? I mean, over the course of 20 years, you've certainly met with a lot of families.
Yeah, I mean, whether it makes sense to have a client from a relationship meet or an initial visit or not, it's we've had that many people over 20 years.
Yeah, so the thousands of folks have reached out and gotten help in some way, shape, or form via a conversation with Isaac and the team. So again, if you want to reach out, please do so, 804-777-9999. It's a no-cost, no-obligation conversation about your financial situation, 804-777-9999. We'll talk about some more red flags you might want to be aware of when it comes to your finances, some other critical questions to ask yourself coming up on today's show. Stay with us. You're tuned in to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright.
Planning for retirement shouldn't feel like choosing between the red and blue wires on a bomb.
Let's cut the blue wire, which I'm going to do right now.
Learn what it takes to build a stress-free financial plan.
I'm cutting the red wire, okay?
Help! What? A minute ago you said blue.
Did I say blue? Oh, I meant red.
Keep listening to the Retire Right Show.
Rolling along on the Retire Right Show today, Walter Storholt here alongside Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates, serving you throughout the greater Richmond area. You can get in touch online at financialandestateplanning.com. You can also call 804-777-9999 to get in touch. Again, 804-777-9999. We've been talking about some of the red flags that might be raised as you ask yourself certain questions about your finances and retirement planning. We're covering some of those key questions, those critical questions to ask on today's show, and seeing what kind of red flags might pop up based on your answer with Isaac right here. Isaac, another good question that we can pose to ourselves: how much income are we going to need to maintain our lifestyle in retirement? This one's a really important question to ask, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a great thing to think about if you're already thinking about, do I need an advisor? Because sometimes people just don't understand, really, when it comes to a lump sum of money, that's really nice to look at, but it's not going to answer the question of how to be able to parlay that into income or take distributions or withdrawals and make sure that you're in a position where, even if you are in a place that you're running out of money, that you have enough heads up, let's call it, that you don't go in the ditch. You know, you have somebody that can help adjust, maybe help understand where to pull money from to lower the tax burden that sometimes can net you a larger amount of money. Also, too, even if it requires you to continue to work or maybe work part-time, what's the number that you're shooting for so you can still retire, live the lifestyle you want, and maybe inside of that have a few hours a week working in a different job or industry if you're kind of ready to retire from what you currently are doing. Some people still like to work, Walter. And I think a lot of you, if you listen to what I'm saying, most of you...
Who are those people? No, just kidding.
I tell you what, I mean, it's either that or watch the news all day. How many of y'all want to do that?
That's right.
But in all honesty, the key to what we focus on here when it comes to our investment review process and really building a financial strategy for you is to help you ongoingly manage a lifestyle with income that can be in a scenario that is coming from multiple sources, multiple investments. You don't put all your eggs in one basket and have a high probability of success. And that's monitored. And inside of that, let's call it that relationship, we're monitoring other facets of your plan too. So again, if you have a lifestyle change, if you have a death or disability, life as you know it looks different. You want to have somebody that can be there, maybe not just for you. Like I said earlier, this is not maybe just for you. This could be for a loved one, a spouse, you know, for your family. So again, I hope all that's helpful to hear.
Yeah, if you need help, don't forget you can call 804-777-9999 to get in touch with Isaac. 804-777-9999. One more question to propose today, Isaac, that we all ask ourselves. If someone asked us to describe our retirement plan, could we do it? And that's kind of an interesting question. Yeah, could you describe your retirement plan in simple terms, right?
Well, so we sometimes fall in love with the amount of money we've saved. So, you know, for people that have accumulated a decent amount of net worth, or maybe you grew up with nothing and you really now have, you know, let's call it a large six-figure, seven-figure portfolio of different investments. Your net worth is larger than you ever thought it would be. And, you know, these are positive things, but you've maybe been doing the same routine for, you know, again, 20, 30 years of work and family, and now the transition is about to occur, or you would like to occur. Sometimes people have a hard time thinking about what that retirement plan looks like. And I'm not really saying financially. I'm talking about lifestyle-wise. What do you want to go after? What do you want to prioritize? How do you want to schedule and block time? You know, people don't realize this. Even after you're retired, I know, well, great, I can just stay home and sleep in 7 days a week. That's funny to say. It can happen occasionally. But most people get bored. They want to have what I would call that next phase of life and enjoy not just the responsibility of whatever they want to chase, but also be in a position where they're still being somewhat productive. And that productivity may be spending and investing more time with your grandkids, or you know, putting your time into a hobby or a sport or even a second career. Let me be clear about that. But really what I want to say to each person listening, if you're hearing me today, if you have any concerns, if you don't have an advisor, or if you have one but they're not spending the time with you to really educate you up and you feel like they have your back, please give me a call, 804-777-9999. This doesn't mean you'll immediately be a client or vice versa. This is just an honest, open way to be able to start communication on what's going on. You know, let me learn a little bit more about your situation. And from there, I think mutually we can determine whatever next steps are advisable, including maybe just giving you a quick piece of advice and we're done. So I don't want you to be going down the road too far. Just let's have an initial talk and figure out where you stand when it comes to your retirement, your investments, how you're handling yourself, and whether or not there's room for improvement. So again, give me a call, Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999 locally right here in Richmond can help you. We basically serve the entire Richmond metro area. We've had many calls. Looking forward to talking to you. 804-777-9999.
Again, if you've got any questions for Isaac and you want to talk about your particular situation, I advise you to definitely pick up the phone, give him a call, and start the process there. 804-777-9999. You can call anytime. 804-777-9999. And always online at rightmoneytips.com, where you can subscribe and listen to the podcast, download the special election report, and more. It's all at rightmoneytips.com. Isaac, thanks for the help this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Enjoyed it, Walter. I'll talk to you soon as well.
All right. We'll talk to you again next weekend, right back here on the Retire Right Show.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804 804- 877-99-99. That's 804-777-99-99. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-99-99. Call 804-777-99-99.